Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
We want to talk about how far you've gone for love.
Yeah, lengths for love.
We know that you've done nothing.
I know. Slacker love comes to me. When I'm sitting shiftless and idle on my couch.
It just falls in your lap. Meteor falling off of a satellite.
Okay.
So there's a couple different reasons. There was like a Reddit thread, and then Mental Floss had some stuff out there. Now, Mental Floss's stuff is like famous stories of how far people have gone for love. A guy named Alex Brechoff faked his death.
Oh, that guy. Yeah.
He hired a team of filmmakers to help him fake his own death in front of his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Why?
Thank you. Exactly. What's your game? I don't understand.
What was the other one I loved here? Somebody cohabitated with a corpse.
Right. What?
Apparently he loved the woman who had died in 1931 of tuberculosis.
Okay.
So he dug her up.
All right.
And they found her with him in 1940.
Jeez. Okay. Uh-huh. That's love. That's length for love. Yeah.
I'm trying to think. I've done.
You wouldn't do that for your wife, buddy?
Dig up her corpse?
Hang out for a while.
Why don't we give her a buzz and see if that's what she wants?
Hey, honey, here's what I was thinking.
Here's the plan.
Is this romantic?
If I'm in the wheelhouse of something here. So let's just say you die in a weird way that has nothing to do with me, but you're still dead.
Okay.
Can I dig you up? somebody else said, I kind of like this. And this is the kind of person I used to be. I would be, my wife calls him an adapter.
You're an adapter.
I used to be. I'm not anymore.
You adapt to
So an adapter is like, this is something like this. I've known a person who did this. Links for love, right? She liked this guy. She fancied him from afar.
Oh, I know what you're about.
And then she was like, I really like this guy. She finds out he's like Lance Armstrong into cycling.
Yes.
Like he's got the Cannondale bike he wears to like post office skin tight uniform, does the whole thing. This girl had a bike with a ding ding, the bell on it and a basket. She goes out, buys a Cannondale. Dude, it was like $2,500.
Yeah, it's not cheap, but that sport's not cheap.
Buys all the stuff, you and me, we jump on a bike in our tennis shoes. On these kind of bikes, you have to buy a special shoe that like clips into the
back. Yes.
She starts riding and riding and riding, becomes like a legit street bike rider to try to get closer to this guy.
That's nuts.
Because it didn't work. I mean, he saw her and they slept together one time, but that was it.
Oh, and that was it.
Yeah, it didn't stick.
Did she stick with the whole biking thing?
No, she jumped out of it.
Okay.
I believe she's adapting to somebody else now.
He's like an open heart surgeon.
Yes,
so
she's like, I'm learning animal husbandry. This is another adapter. She said, my boyfriend was always talking about how much he loved blonde girls, so I dyed my hair blonde.
What are you doing?
She said, I hated it so much, I walked back into the salon 30 minutes later.
Good.
Here's the deal, though. Once you dye your hair blonde.
It takes a while.
You sort of destroyed your hair. What they normally do to make your hair blonde, it's not really dyeing it. It's pulling all the pigment out of your hair.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah, so then you have like.
Oh, that's bad.
Sort of have white hair.
Oh.
Yeah, it's not ideal. Because remember, I was with somebody who had blonde hair and then tried to go to brunette and it just.
That's true.
It was not.
That wasn't good.
Here's something. I remembered something I've done. I dealt with cats.
Yeah, you clipped her cat's whiskers.
Can we not talk about that part of it?
Whiskers.
I'm a dog person.
And you clipped
dealt with her.
Wow, these whiskers are getting too long for
this
cat.
They were very long.
Snip, snip.
They're the same width as its body.
They needed to live. Yeah, thank you. They needed to live. You had no idea until just up until.
But you've dealt with. See, that's something. You try to claim you wouldn't. You're not a guy who does like who sacrifices. I'm Steve, and it's my way or the highway.
Okay.
You've told me you've cat sat Mr. Sprinkles or whatever his name is.
I come over and I play with him. Sometimes I bring him home. Yeah, it was just the once. Not and it was once. Because of medical.
Not once for like a month.
No, a medical emergency was too. It?
No.
Yep.
None of that is
I
true.
I only did it once. What?
Steve.
I had to go over to her house a couple times, and then I just brought you right. I brought the cat over to my house.
So there it is. Until it punctured your black lacquer waterbed.
Why do you remember that?
God, I hope you didn't really have a waterbed. Somebody else had said, as a kid, they got a friend to shoot him.
Okay.
So his ex would feel bad and get back together with him.
Like, really shoot him?
Shoot him with a BB gun.
But, okay.
I think it was a BB gun. You're I feel hoping, like as a kid, you didn't have him, like, pull gun. Out a nine and bust a cap off.
Did she fall for the
she
ruse?
She did not. Or? She did not actually fall for it.
Yeah.
Another person said, I flew from Chicago to Connecticut to fix her hot water heater.
Oh.
Because I thought she was leaving me for another guy.
Okay.
It ended up not being enough to stop her at the time, but now we're married.
Oh, hello.
She must have had something else that broke down.
I guess.
And somebody else said, what did she say? She said, I pretended I was pregnant so he wouldn't break up with me.
Yeah, that's fun.
That's the one that Steve hates the most.
Yeah, that's such BS. I just want to
How many girls have done? I know at least one has done it to you because she did it to you on the air.
That's why do you remember?
Because that was one of the best shows of our life. It was
wasn't.
Like we let the call through and she's like, by the way, I'm pregnant. We're all like, dun, dun, dun.
That was not cool at all.
Hey, if Steve's knocked you up, why don't you give us a call now? We'll okay. drop this whole lengths for love thing. Just concentrate on that. All right. If you've done something crazy in the name of love, we want to talk to you. Oh God, it's Daniel.
Oh, like Daniel.
It's Daniel.
Okay.
Daniel.
All right.
Daniel.
Yay.
Lengths for love. I feel like you got a little bit of Steve in you, so I don't know. Is this a real story or is this, what'd you do for love?
This is all me.
Okay.
Okay. So most people, when they go to the airport to pick someone up, they go, someone's coming into town and they pick up their baggage and take them wherever they need to go.
Yeah.
When I go to the airport to pick up a girl, I literally go to the airport to pick up a girl. I'll go onto the concourses, finding cute girls, starting up conversations and seeing what happens.
You buy a ticket and go talk to people?
I don't buy a ticket yet, but I just go walk around the concourse and wait and until I find out where they're going, where they're coming. And most of the time they're coming into town and I say, well, I just got here. I got a car parked outside. Let me take you wherever you're going.
What? And that works?
Time, oh, my God.
Oh, God, it works great. They get a free cab ride and, they don't know Denver. I'm their tour guide for an hour long day here.
Wow. I never thought.
You've actually had relations and relationships based on this go to the airport and be Johnny Desperation?
Oh, yeah.
Do you... Now, this isn't exactly what we were talking about, but I still am fat. Okay, so do you have a bag with you? Do you pretend?
I've gone for love.
Oh, yeah,
one time I met a girl, and she said she was going to London.
Okay.
I said, well, me too. And we figured out what flights and whatnot, so I went and bought a ticket on her flight to go to London.
Dang, Daniel.
Spent the night, I turned around, flew back the next day. I've gone for love.
You've had your passport with you?
Oh, yeah. We got to take the passport. You never know where you're going to wind up.
Wow. Good for
you. You are.
That's pretty.
You want Steve to come out there with you and be your wingman?
Well.
Wingman? That's really weird. Thank you for the call, Daniel. And then he flew to London.
Yeah.
Because he's got that kind of income.
Well,
he
does. He does.
Wow. Okay. Sarah.
Yay.
Lengths for love.
So it's not me, but it's a guy that was kind of a little too into me, and I play rugby, so he joined a rugby team and tried to tell me, like, he was playing so well, and when I was watching him, it was not going
He was awful.
So well.
He was just...
Yeah, I mean...
He was getting killed.
I don't like showing people up, but I could show him up.
You're like, oh, dude, come
Let's
on.
Let's get a little scrum here, sir.
Right.
Let me take you out. So it didn't work? You didn't find it a little endearing that he'd be willing to let other dudes hit him in the face just to be with you?
No, I found it a little creepy, but also, like, I could beat you up either way.
Yeah, there is that part.
Oh, that's cool, though. I think it's beautiful that someone loves you that much. Thank you, Sarah. Chris.
Yay.
Lengths for love.
So there was this girl that I really loved, and one night I was supposed to go out on a date with her, but I kind of skipped it to hang out with the buddies, the boys. And so in the morning, before I left to go see her again, because I loved her so much, I had my friends punch me in the face and in my ribs until I bruised. That way I can tell her that I got mugged, and that's why I missed the date.
Oh, geez.
That is hard.
Wow, Chris.
Core, dude.
Did she buy it?
Dude, she bought it. She tended to the wounds, my friends.
Nice. Well played. I know.
Love anyone enough to get beat up for
punch
it.
Punch me in the face.
Oh, my God. That's amazing. Thank you, Chris. Are you kidding me?
Oh, wow.
I mean, I'm the love guy.
You're the romantic. Yeah.
Samantha?
Yay.
Yay. Lengths for love.
I was in high school with this kid that I didn't know how to get attention, so I started off by convincing all my friends to always go to Dave & Buster's for the weekend, like twice a weekend.
So you know, because he worked then, there or he was just hanging out there?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, he worked there. And so it'd be like a random bump in.
Ugh.
Jeez.
Sad.
And then once we started talking at school, I bought an iPhone so I could FaceTime him.
Heck yeah.
You switched iOS's. Did.
I did. I went from an Android to an iPhone, and I swore I would never do it. And he was on an Android, and he switched to iPhone, and he was like, oh, I love FaceTiming. I do it all the time. And I was like, I got to get an iPhone now.
Yeah. Do you still have one?
I still have it.
Yeah.
It's worth it. You made the right choice. Steve Jobs, thanks you.
I did. I'm actually with him like after 4 years,
though.
So.
Oh, it's love. Thank you, Samantha. I've done the try to, you know.
You switched
to No, I didn't switch. But I'm saying the first part where you just start going to where they work. Yes. You just kind of.
Yeah, you would stalk them there first, and then you would.
Maybe stalk's a little strong.
Okay.
Nate?
Yay.
Lengths for love.
So my freshman year in college, I was playing rugby, and I had a thing for one of the cheerleaders there. I made a deal with her that if she went to one of my rugby parties, I would try out for the cheer team. Well, she ended up going to the rugby party. I tried out for the cheer team and stuck it out for 3 more years after that.
Good for you.
oh, yeah. It's probably one of the best experiences of my life, and I ended up actually meeting my now girlfriend. 4 years who I have thus 1,200 miles across.
Steve liked it up until you got permanent with one of them.
Yo, like, what?
It's like, you're on the cheer team, man. It's like a Pez dispenser for girlfriends.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.